It is time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan here on Robinhood Radio. Well, Willie, it looks like we've got some spring weather set up for the next week or so, and slowly but surely, Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts are inching their way sooner or later towards normality.
Yes, they are, Marshall, and it's reflected in some of the events I've been hearing about. We have both ongoing and upcoming events. Ongoing category. Next Sunday will be the last of the ham shoots for the year. It wraps up just the week before Easter. Easter's in 2 weeks, Marshall. Can you believe it? And the ham shoots support the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club. Next fall, they'll start with the turkey shoots, and they'll run up through Thanksgiving. The Penguin Plunge. This is a big event. It's traditionally held at Highland Lake in Winsted. It's virtual this year. Instead of jumping into Highland Lake, you can do something involving cold water on your own and post the pictures on Facebook. And this virtual version runs through the end of April and supports the Connecticut Special Olympics. The Brody Park raffle continues. The prize, it's a Cub Cadet Challenger MX utility vehicle. It's a very expensive prize. They're only selling 550 tickets at $50 each, and the proceeds support the Brody Park programs. Now, the reason I'm promoting a raffle, it's not exactly a sports-related event, but it replaces the Run Around the Lake fundraiser that Brody Park usually does, but was canceled last year because of the pandemic. And as we've seen several local charities, they've done raffles and other things as an alternative fundraiser when they've had their in-person events canceled. One event that's coming up that is in person, and it heartens me, is the Berkshire South Community Center will be holding their annual swimathon to raise money for their adaptive needs program. There are some restrictions, but it's great to see that they're holding their event in person, and that's going to, I think, the spring, as you said at the beginning of the show, that we're going to be seeing more and more of that. And that swimathon will be on April 10th and 11th up in Great Barrington. Excuse me. The Ride to End Alzheimer's, that's a bicycling event, is coming up April 18th. And that's the first of three major events that the Alzheimer's Association organizes, the others being the Longest Day, which is on June 20th, and the Walk to End Alzheimer's. That's probably the biggest of the three. That comes in the fall in October. I'll talk about more of those in the future. And SWASA pretty much ended its season yesterday, Marshall. The junior jumpers held their last practice. The snow conditions have degraded, as you can well imagine. And they held a little competition to celebrate. And it's been a great year for them, for the junior jumpers. We had an average of 25 jumpers at every practice, which is incredible. And as I wrote in Facebook, I don't know if it was in spite of the pandemic or because of it. Winter sports programs like hockey and basketball didn't happen this year. So youngsters who are looking for something to do got a chance to try out ski jumping, and many of them really embraced it, and were proud of their progress, and it bodes well for next season. In a related story, Seth Gardner has been a junior jumper for SWASA for years, and he just competed in the Junior Nationals in Steamboat Springs. And Seth was the first junior jumper to go off our big 70-meter hill in years, many years. I can't remember who the last one was who went through our progression of hills to make it to the big hill. He made the junior national team four times and has competed in the junior nationals three times. Last year, because of the pandemic, they didn't hold them. So at SWASA, we're very, very proud of Seth for his accomplishments, and he's certainly going to serve as a role model for some of our younger kids to aspire to. And finally, Marshall, for the week, and speaking of the Junior Nationals, SWASA will be hosting the Junior Nationals in Salisbury next year. We get them every 5 years as they rotate among the five divisions. And it'll, as always, it'll be a five-day event. which is held 10 days after Jump Fest. It's a very busy year for us here in Salisbury when we host that, because Jump Fest ends, and it's a pretty intensive event, as you know, and draining. And then as soon as it's over, we start preparing for the Junior Nationals. It's going to involve both ski jumping at Satre Hill and cross-country racing at Mohawk Ski Area for the Nordic Combines. So it's very exciting. This will be the third time we've hosted it. It's a big deal in town. I mean, we have a parade of athletes that mark the beginning of the event. There's opening ceremonies, closing ceremonies. There's a torch that we light and extinguish, just like the regular Olympics. It's a big deal, and we get the best jumpers in the country competing. There could be 70, there could be 80 athletes, and along with their families and coaches and so forth. So there's a big influx of people coming into town, into the area, and it's just it's a great thing for all of us.
Yeah, I remember the first one. I was emceeing with and Sam Posey.
That's right.
Was there, and it was bitter cold that night, and we were playing music, and after they all came through, I remember some of the people coming up to me and saying, you know, this is the first time we've ever had music playing in a parade down the street like this. He said, Salisbury really is all about ski jumping, because that was a big joke going into it, Salisbury, Connecticut ski jumping.
Yeah.
And they were all just impressed by the way Swasa put this on.
Yeah, we put our all into it. And there were officials who've been doing, they had witnessed 25 junior nationals before, said it was the best one they'd ever seen. We'd never done one before. This is the first year we did it, and didn't quite know what to do. So we put our everything into it, and people really enjoyed it. They embraced it. So we're looking forward to doing it again. It'll be right near the end of February, third week of February. And I'll certainly be talking about it a lot starting next year.
And, you know, even though February sounds like it's far away for events like that, it isn't, because, like you say, those are the back-to-back events that you really have to plan in advance to do. And it's not just the ski jumping when the junior nationals come in. It's housing. It's feeding. It's keeping them entertained and occupied. All that during those events.
Yeah, it is. We're not only are we required to, but we want to show them the athletes the best experience. But I think the last time they came, they were able to take advantage of the skid course over at Lime Rock Park and Hotchka School. They had a pool party over there, and we have so many resources around here that you start to take for granted after a while. But for incoming kids, there's lots for them to do, we show them the best time we can, and it's great. Look forward to it.
And it was great to see that video on Facebook that you talked about, the final ski jumping. Now, is the ramp that they were coming down, did that have snow on it, or did that have that surface that they can just come down even if it's 80 degrees out?
It's an all-weather. It's a pair of aluminum tracks that we installed this year. We rebuilt the 20-meter in-run. We replaced all the woodwork on it, and then we put the metal tracks on it. So that's all weather. We use it for the first time this year. Probably the next step, I mean, we got plans all over the place. We're going to rebuild the 30 tower and make it the same way, but eventually the landing hill on the 20 will also be all weather and all temperature, so that we won't need snow on the 20 at all. And that's of all the things we do, it's the 20 meter hill that gets the most use, because that's where the kids practice. But before too long, we'll be able to host junior competitions in the summertime, you know. And so we have kids coming down from Lake Placid and points north in the summertime to have events. So the future, we don't care what the the climate's going to do. We're going to, and it's not just climate. As you know, there's a difference between climate and weather, and we never know what the weather's going to do around here. So we just want to move closer towards year-round jumping, and it's going to take time. It takes a lot of money. I think it was I'm tempted to say like $12,000 for those metal rails that we installed. They also make a cool sound when you're doing a video, don't they? They make that kind of cool sound as they're coming down. Anyway, we got big plans. Every year we do something major to improve our facility, and that was one of them.
Well, I can't wait to ski jumping in the summer because I'll definitely come out.
Watching ski jumping with shorts on and a t-shirt. It'll get better than that.
And a pina colada in my
hand. There you go.
All right, Willie, we'll speak to you next week.
All right, Marshall, thank you. Bye.
Take care. Willie Hallahan and Sporting a Cause. Of course, you'll find Willie's website at sportingacause.com.